AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Does your car have a defective Takata airbag? They're trying to sort out which vehicles have to be recalled now that Takata has publicly admitted it manufactured defective airbags. This will be the largest auto recall ever in this country. Safety officials remind us that not all Takata airbags are defective, but that doesn't calm safety expert Sean Kane.
One might argue that's a low-frequency event, but the problem is it's a high-risk event. And when something goes wrong with your airbag, and that airbag turns into an IED, there can be some very severe outcomes.
Six people have been killed, more than 100 injured. 11 automakers use Takata airbags, including Honda and Toyota. A friend of Hillary Clinton is being subpoenaed to testify before Congress. Sidney Blumenthal will have to testify before a special House panel investigating how and why four Americans posted to Libya were killed in Benghazi. Among the questions he'll be asked, we're told, did he have any business arrangements that led him to send emails to Clinton while she was Secretary of State? The revelation that she used a private email account then has followed her presidential campaign. Here's our Ken Thomas.
There's a concern in the campaign that all of these issues could turn into death by a thousand cuts, where there's so much interest and focus on the foundation, on Benghazi, on emails, that it could override her message and trump some of the points that she's trying to get across.
Just yesterday, Clinton said she wants her emails released by the State Department, which is going through them, trying to figure out which ones can be made public. Electrolux is recalling some Kenmore gas ranges sold at Sears because of a potential fire hazard. These are Kenmore Elite dual fuel ranges. This is AP Radio News. Should we pull the plug on the NSA's bulk collection of phone records? The Senate's voting today. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The Patriot Act expires in 2 weeks, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is among those favoring an extension with no changes. That would keep intact the provision that allows the bulk collection of Americans' phone records.
Letting it expire is not a responsible thing to do.
But McConnell plans to let the Senate vote on the bill that was passed by the House. It would end the NSA's collection and storage of the phone records, but the agency could get them from the phone company on a case-by-case basis. That's the approach that the administration favors. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In Atlantic City, New Jersey, Pinky Kravitz missed his radio show last Monday for the first time in 56 years. He had heart surgery. He woke up feeling unwell and went to the hospital. They say he's going to be fine. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.